I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Colorado-based beer company Coors and Canadian-based Molson say they'll merge. The new company would be the fifth largest beer maker in the world, but a member of the Molson family is trying to stop the merger. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what is this deal worth?
About $6 billion, Madeline. Each company is worth about $3 billion or so it's being called a merger of equals. Adolph Coors has about 11% of the U.S. beer market. Molson has about 43% of the Canadian beer market. And this merger would actually combine two family breweries, direct descendants of the founders of each company, and both are more than a century old. The descendants hold controlling stakes, the majority of shareholder votes. And, of course, the most famous descendant, at least for Coors, is Pete Coors, who's been in all those commercials for years and is now running for a U.S. Senate seat in Colorado.
So who in the Molson family wants to scuttle this merger?
Well, there's word today that Ian Molson, a cousin of Molson's chairman, Eric Molson, doesn't want this merger to happen. So Ian Molson got together a group of investors and may make an offer of as much as $4 billion for the company in the next couple of days. That could be very attractive for Molson stockholders. It's about a 30% premium on the pre-Coors announcement share price. Apparently, there's some bad blood between these cousins. Ian Molson resigned from the board this past spring, and the nastiness prompted a bunch of other resignations, so the company's been in a bit of disarray.
And what would this mean for the beer industry?
It's really just the latest in a pretty long string of high-profile mergers and takeovers in the beer world recently. There was the South African Breweries and Miller transaction, the Interbrew AmBev takeover, multi-billion dollar deals, both of them. And I spoke with Ben Steinman, who is the editor of Beer Marketing Insights, and he says the biggest question is whether Molson and Coors can retain customers loyal to, say, Coors as an American beer and Molson as a Canadian icon.
You may recall that a couple months ago there was a big battle between Anheuser-Busch and Miller throwing pot shots at each other in their advertisements, and one of the attack ads that Anheuser-Busch had used was about Miller had been purchased by South African breweries a couple years ago. I don't know whether that resonates with consumers or not.
But whether it does or not, he actually notes that in that case, Miller's financial performance has improved since its takeover by South African breweries. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the business of napping.
Oh, I'm tired all of a sudden. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.